If you sing through an empty cardboard toilet paper roll, you sound just like the band One Direction.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Well, good afternoon, Nut Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your well-fed leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. I am down in the basement today, been working on the laptop again. I don't know what happened. It's running slow. The computer must have caught a virus. I have no idea how this computer got in Kim Kardashian's twat, but apparently it did, and it caught some. And whatever it caught from Kim Kardashian, apparently McAfee has not made a virus scan for it yet. So, looks like we're in trouble. I have finally got it running a little bit better. It is not clipping the sound like it was. It was moving slow, so it was clipping the sound on the recording here. And you get it part of words like that, it would have been annoying to listen to. So I've kind of got that fixed. I'll run a complete scan, or maybe I'm actually thinking about just wiping the computer clean and starting over, just putting in, putting it back to the original software, just way it came from the store and reloading everything. Sometimes I think you have to do that. It's a pain in the ass, but I will end up doing that, I'm pretty sure. Pooh Bear is sitting in my lap and wants to co-host today, making loud, loud purring noises and shedding hair. So, hey, Pooh Bear, how are you doing? Good to see you. Well, it seems I, much like this computer, I'm moving slow today for whatever reason. I think it was the delayed flight I had out of Memphis. I was on United Express, or should we call it United Not-So-Express. There was a over five-hour delay, actually, because I got to the airport at noon, and I left a little after 6. So, and then, because we were delayed, the flight attendants, they do the whole, well, we're going to have drinks for free since we were delayed. Cocktails are on us. And me being a non-drinker, who gets poked in the butt? Me, because I didn't want a cocktail, so I just said coffee. Guess what? We don't have any coffee on this flight. We're not stocked. When it came in, we turned it around so quick, we just didn't have any coffee, so you, Mr. Non-Drinker Alcoholic Dude, are screwed. You get nothing. Would you like some tea? Tea's like coffee. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, seriously, for sitting like several hours in the chair there at the airport, my back hurts for whatever reason. I think it's the way I was, you can't really get comfortable in an airport chair, and I was slumped down watching another episode of Magnum P.I. because that's what I do now that I've got Netflix. I watch Magnum P.I. That show has got some cheesy special effects. I forgot how often they dropped in, like, stock footage. Yeah, if there was anything like Vietnam War, if there was a scene about that, well, stock footage. Ooh, the evacuation of Vietnam? Stock footage. Hey, but look, there's Magnum in a really weird, ungrainy shot. Oh, back to the grainy. Stock footage. But it's still a good show. I loved Magnum. Tom Selleck is just a cool dude. And that show, because he was great, he was funny, he'd throw a punch, and then his hand would hurt. I always loved that he would, like, punch somebody and then go, ow, my hand hurts, ow. That added to the character because, when you throw a punch, well, here's the deal. When you're a good-looking guy like Magnum was, he's a big guy, good-looking guy, and you would think he would just be, like, rough and tough, and then he'd hit somebody and be, ow, dang, what the hell, that freaking hurt. See, it endeared you to him. So the ladies liked him, and the guys liked him. He was the perfect TV show hero. Hero! And it was always funny to me that, like, when he was narrating the show, he was always like, well, I knew I needed to investigate this. I would have to call the local police and find out, or I would have to, in this episode, I'm going to have to sneak aboard the show. And then he'd get mad at Huggins and be like, oh, Huggins, I told you I wasn't going to need to do that. I told you I could use the golf. You said I could use the tennis court. This is ridiculous. Oh, Huggins, I'm just, forget it. Just forget it, Huggins. I'm not even going to, oh, just forget it. He was like, his voice, he got all excited, like a kid. Like I do. I guess that's why I relate. I read recently that they're going to make a movie version of Magnum P.I., and supposedly Matthew McConaughey is going to play Magnum P.I. Good choice. Can you see it? I'm not really sure I see it, but he might be all right. What do you think? I like Matthew McConaughey. I just saw him in a movie called Bernie that was really good. It's Matthew and Shirley MacLaine. Great movie. If it's in your neighborhood, see it. If it's not, check it out on your Netflix or your Redbox, which every time I say that, I still want to giggle. But check it out. It's a good movie. And, of course, you know, he just did Magic Mike, which all the girls are loving. So I am a Matthew McConaughey fan. Ooh, did I just say that out loud? Well, as I was sitting here trying to decide what else to add to this podcast today, because it is a slow day for me. My brain is really slow. I can't really. Miss Thang has come down to the studio
basement.
And, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You've come to help, to save
yes,
me today.
Yes, we got to save Monday.
Save me.
But it's like your Saturday, so you're like having a lazy Saturday.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. You just worked all weekend and...
Worked all weekend, and I'm tired and achy. Right. I was saying earlier that my back was sort of, I think from sitting too long at the airport, you know, mm-hmm. you slump down in a chair, and I had holding the iPad and just watching the hours of, like, slumped, just had has my mm-hmm. back hurting today. So I took one of those pain pills that the doctor gave me, and it made me.
Because you have a prescription.
Yes. Yes. And it made me a little loopy. And I think adding the caffeine to it has made me even loopier. Mm. So it's a loopy caffeine pain pill day.
So I'm here to save Monday.
Yay.
Super Janet.
Yay. Did you? I like that super pose you just did. That was nice. So did you bring news stories or did you have an idea that you just wanted to throw out today?
I have news stories.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm glad you're home. I missed you.
I could tell. You were excited last night when I got home.
I was super excited. Anybody that's following me on Twitter, Facebook, I'm sorry. I was that girl.
You were like showing pictures of the dog waiting for me at the
we're
door.
Ready. We're ready. We're still ready.
Thank God I didn't see a picture of me coming through the door last night.
I have that video. I was going to put it on Viddy.
Really?
Yeah, like you pulling in the driveway mm-hmm. and then you
the
walking
dog's going
in the door.
Ape shit and... As soon as I walked through the door, I was like, oh, there's a camera going.
I was in rare form. I was super excited. I missed you.
I missed you too. But I'm glad to be back. And thanks for the super snack you made me last night. That was a
healthy
snack with those pretzel things that you got from World Market are very good.
The pretzel balls.
Yes.
Coconut curry pretzel balls.
That's very good. And then the other one you got, the Thai...
word that I don't know.
Yeah, I think, is it Sriracha? Or it's that hot sauce.
Like
it's that Chinese red hot sauce. I think that. There's actually a whole cookbook I saw at Urban Outfitters based on that
bottle.
Yeah, that's kind of the new hot sauce. It's kind of taking the place of Tabasco.
Is it replacing Tabasco?
I think it might be.
Those
not
Asians.
In my world.
You kind of have every hot sauce alive.
I do. I like the banana one that I got.
Mm.
That's really good.
I don't like hot sauce, so I'm going to take your word for it. Yeah, I've been trying some recipes in the Hungry Girl cookbook because we're trying to lose weight for Hawaii. And
wow, wow, wow. Speaking of Hawaii, what were you just telling me about the clock, my clock?
Okay, so this weekend I was piddling down here in the basement.
Uh-huh. And most people know that I have, or who listen to the podcast
right.
know that I have this Hawaii fetish thingy, and
right.
I have a hula clock.
Right, and I never really paid attention to it. I see it sways with the seconds.
The little grass skirt.
Yeah, and I think I just always assumed it was a hula girl.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was piddling around near it, putting some stuff away on the bookshelf, and I look up, and it's a dude. I was a little creeped out. I'm like, why does my boyfriend have a hula dude?
Hula dude. I know.
It was a gift, though,
it was
right?
a gift.
You didn't purchase that
I did
on
not
your
purchase
own.
That. Somebody okay. that knows that I am a hula freak. Gave it to me, bought it for me from a trip they went to Hawaii.
Ah.
And what are you supposed to say? You know.
Well, you love it. You brought it back out. It was in a box.
It was in a box forever. But I was trying to, you know what, since we put the studio down here, I was trying to redecorate. Decorate.
Oh. Are you going to replace my girly stuff with,
no,
like,
that's
Hawaiian
your
stuff?
No, that's your desk. I was thinking about moving the studio either around more, or is this okay where you think it is? Okay, because I was thinking about taking one of the corners and redecorating it and making it like a corner studio, because this is basically sits in the middle of the room.
Kind of does, but it's by the other computer.
Right, which I use sometimes.
Right. So I think this location's fine.
Okay.
Did you want to redecorate?
No.
Okay.
No, at some point I'd like a little more
masculine?
No, not masculine. Just a little more hula. I've showed you the picture that I'd like to do the Bane as. It looks like the bar. Oh, maybe at one point we'll
do that. It's on the list.
We'll get rid of the hula dude.
No, we don't have to get rid of the hula dude. It just freaked me out. And now that I know it's a gift, it's fine. It was just, I guess I just always assumed. I didn't know there were hula dudes.
I didn't really know there was hula dudes either.
Like
I mean,
hula
I've seen
girls,
hula,
yeah.
I've seen who, when you go watch hula shows like a luau in Hawaii, there's guys involved. But you
aren't
always
they
think,
big Hawaiian guys?
Yeah.
But this is like a fit.
Yeah, this is a little more like a little, you know, hi, I'm a hula dude.
And he's white. Like, he doesn't have that Hawaiian skin.
Yeah, he's got like this total 1950s white dude haircut and everything, too.
Yeah, he's like Magnum. With a
da, ba, da, 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 da.
Or Hawaii 50 clock. I'm gonna go through all your favorite TV shows. You can see. Yeah. So now I know it's a hula dude, not a hula girl. I guess that should make me feel better, right?
Yeah, that's true. Now,
who gave it to you? Like, am I insulting somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so it's no one I know.
No, it's nobody I know.
Okay.
So, it's all good.
Now we're distracted by the hula dude. Anyway, yes, I had a fun weekend, even though you were gone.
What'd you do?
I went.
Besides, drink a lot.
I didn't drink a lot. I really didn't. No.
Please.
Okay, let me start with the beginning of my weekend.
You had more alcohol run through you than a bar mat.
No, not true. Okay, Friday night. You were gone Friday night. Uh-huh. I went out and saw Easton Corbin all by myself.
We just roll with it, that guy.
Yes. It was a great concert. I went to Toby Keith's. Didn't drink because I was driving and solo. Mm-hmm. Had a good time there. Saturday, I did grocery shopping and laundry. I was the laundry queen. You wash. I seem to
I cannot
away
hold.
And fold.
I can't. I hate folding.
Most of the clothes hang up.
I know, but I hate doing that, too. As you saw, I washed it, and I kind of put it in laid out straight piles. So it wasn't, like, wrinkly.
Leave
did you
the
see,
hard part.
Did you
for
see
the
how
girlfriend.
They were laid out? Like they're.
Yeah, I had a pink tank top, mm-hmm. but now it's purple.
What?
I wore it to the gym today. I put it on, and I was like, this used to be pink. Now it's purple.
I don't know why. I washed it all in the same stuff.
It was a light pink, and you probably washed it with darks.
Okay. Yeah. It could have been it.
Yeah. It's fine. It's a gym shirt. It's not like...
At least I didn't turn my own shit pink. That's what guys do a lot of times. They throw their whites in. Next thing you know, oh, my underwear's pink!
Like your manties.
No. don't bring those up. What's wrong with you?
I've adopted them. I bought him hot pink underwear.
Shh! Stop.
I bought them for you. It's nothing you did.
I know.
And you humored me, wore them once, made fun of it.
Everybody made fun
masses.
Of it. I talked about it on the...
They were your underwear.
Right.
They didn't even have to know they existed.
Right, but there's something about when a man has on pink manties, and they really were manties.
They were going to accentuate the positive.
Yeah. And I just felt like that day that I was on the radio, I just like, you know...
I have hot pink underwear on.
I have hot pink, yeah. I don't know what to... I got to talk about this. And then everybody... Remember that... People were mm-hmm. we'd walk around. They're like, "Got your manties on?"
Right. Yeah.
For like
for
weeks
like
after that,
a
you
month.
Got your manties on? No. Then one day
you
I wore them and talked. You got your pink manties on? No.
Yeah. And now I wear them to bed because they're comfy.
Good. Good.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go to the news.
Okay. I was still talking about my weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by the caffeine and the pain pills.
Okay, so Sunday. Uh-huh. Sunday, I made my first recipe from the Hungry Girl cookbook.
Uh-huh.
The veggie wrap things, roll up. You love them, right?
It was delicious.
Yes, it was good. I made them for a barbecue to go celebrate our friend Scotty Brown's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. I ended up going with our friend Ken and his girlfriend. And I was the third wheel, which they are awesome. They made me feel very comfortable. But have you been the third wheel very often?
No, I'm not usually the Kenny.
And that's what he kept saying. He's like, you and Steve have let me be the third wheel for 2 years now, so this is just how it should be.
That's
and
right.
I'm just
that
like, okay.
Whenever you have a third person in your party, just call them the Kenny.
The Kenny.
Because one of the Kennys is going to be there.
Right, right. So that was fun, and I had a couple cocktails at that, and then you were supposed to meet me there, but your plane got delayed, as you've already talked about.
Yeah.
And so I came home and waited for you to show up and had another cocktail or two. So that's where the alcohol was involved. It was only on Sunday, and I was just chilling.
You were chill. Actually, you were not chill. When I got home, you were like,
pounce it off
bing,
the walls.
Bing, 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 you're home, bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, you're the little human version of butterfly.
Every girl wants their boyfriend to compare them to a little dog. Yay!
Yeah, but you love that dog.
I don't want to be her because I know she's obnoxious from time to time. But anyway, it was an okay weekend. I'm glad you're home, and we should delve into the news.
Okay.
So I was doing my research today. I'm trying to focus on some off-the-wall news stories because I know that's what you like.
Right.
And so I picked some, and they might not be up your alley, but we'll try.
All right, bring it on.
Do my intro.
And now, here is Miss Thang with all things considered.
There we go.
Yay.
I love that. So I've seen it on television, but now eating sushi off of a naked person is a reality.
All right. I've heard about those places in L.A. That
I didn't think they were actual.
No, they're real.
Like, I've seen it on TV. That was on a Sex and the City movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Kung Fu Kitchen and Sushi Place in Miami offers the availability for people that come in to snack on sushi served on a nearly naked man or woman for $500. $500.
You could eat off me for less, $200.
We don't talk about that. Dear Lord. The FDA has given its approval as long as the food doesn't touch the human plate skin. Which I was wondering.
The human plate skin?
Because the body is your plate,
uh-huh.
Technically.
Uh-huh.
So the food can't actually touch it.
So you have to, like, put plastic over the body or an area?
Yeah, or they use banana leaves.
Oh, I see.
Over the private
That's
parts.
Good.
And the restaurant owner added that we put plastic over the nipples, and then we cover the nipples in wasabi.
Mmm.
I thought of you.
I can see why they would cover the private parts with a banana leaf, because, you know, you don't want your sushi tasting like sushi. Yaha. Bump it up, bump, bump, bump.
Would you eat at a place where you could eat off of a naked
course.
Person?
Not only if I had extra.
You are way too eager.
Only if I had extra money, though. That wouldn't be one of those.
Well, of course.
You'd have
yeah.
to be just filthy rich and go, I want to eat off a naked person.
Right. You know. Are there a lot of rich people in Miami?
I think
so.
A lot.
I remember the one time I was there, there were a lot of fancy schmancy houses. A German water park has posted a sign reading "No girls allowed" on one of its high-speed water slides after several women suffered genital injuries.
Ooh.
Youch. The extreme phaser slide sends riders downhill at speeds of up to 45 miles an hour. Instead of closing the ride, the owner has banned women and their easily damaged lady bits, and they're building a protective suit for women to wear on the ride, so they won't be banned forever.
Wow, they're easily... What was the word you used?
Easily damaged lady bits.
Easily damaged lady... I didn't know y'all had those.
Well, it's a fragile area. If you're going 45 miles an hour down a slide, and they didn't have great pictures of it, but I'm... thinking maybe there's nothing between you and the slide.
It must
be the water.
Really bad, because those things have been known to take a Timex watch, take a licking and keep on ticking.
Right.
So it must be really bad.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
I can't believe you just... Wow.
What? I mean, that's what...
like a Timex watch.
Yeah.
Take a licking and keep on ticking.
Yeah. I mean, you can just almost... break that thing and it doesn't break.
Well, they had several ladies that injured themselves. Like, I think seven.
For once in their life, something actually tore it up.
And it was a water slide. Yeah, and that's there you why go, guys. You don't like them.
Huh?
You don't like
I
the
don't
water
like water slide.
Slide,
no.
Right. And finally, for today, a doctor has started a war against the war on pubic hair.
Yay!
I knew you would love this story. Physician Emily Gibson says she's seen the consequences of shaving, waxing, and laser hair removal firsthand. These include boils, infections, and an increased risk of STDs.
God put it there for a reason.
Right.
And just because Sex and the City said, this is nasty, and now everybody in the world goes, oh, it's so much better. The doctor says no.
Right. She states that pubic hair has a purpose, providing a cushion against friction and protection from bacteria.
That's probably why the water slide tore it up. It didn't have any protection on it. There was no hair to spare. See, that was the...
I knew you'd love that story. I thought of you. I was like, yep. I must share that.
Jungle booty. Jungle booty. Jungle booty.
That is so inappropriate.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm going to have to look up that website for you and just show you the all-natural women. Have you ever seen that?
No, and I think I'm good.
Are you good? Are you
sure?
I'll show it to you.
I'm good.
Because it's like...
I accidentally walked in on my mom in the shower once.
Uh-huh.
I know what it looks like.
Oh! Oh! It looks like a front yard that needs to be trimmed.
Right.
Oh! That's a lot like this website.
Sorry, Mom. Dang, she is going to disown me.
Your cousin's going to tell on you or something.
Okay, cousins, I love you. All right, so Monday.
Uh-huh.
Monday's done.
Monday, well, that's not completely done, but it's good. We got better.
We got further along
than I got today. I just could not make the brain work. I sit and I looked at news stories, and one of the ones that I was going to, because I saw the tweet, and I thought about bringing it up, was... all this deal about, what's Sarah Palin's daughter? Bristol
uh-huh.
Palin. That her ex, Levi wants
to
have...
to get custody.
Yeah, because the kid said the F word.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, well, if that's what it takes, every kid in Walmart's going to be gone.
Oh, my
You know?
Goodness.
It's like they have nothing to look for but to attack that family.
He's just a fame whore.
Yeah.
Is that a bad word?
No.
He'll do anything to get in the news.
Right, because that is typical. I mean, and that's not great. I agree that it's not. But you hear it all the time. If you know, some people even think it's cute. Oh, our kid said such and such.
Isn't kids that, are sponges. They're going to. They can hear it once.
Right.
Like walking through, you know, Walmart.
Right.
And you hear it 10, 20 feet away once, and it's going to absorb.
And then they say it, and you're like, where did you hear that? You didn't get that from me. But then again, this, like you said, fame whore wants to get the Palins in the news and get him in trouble.
Right.
And it annoyed the crap out of me when I read it. So.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. He needs to be banned from all news stories.
Mm-hmm. What about the Chick-fil-A story? Are you following any of that? Are you tired of that now, too?
I stopped, like, day two. And what is it, like, day 22?
Yeah.
Because it is obnoxious. The last thing I remember hearing was the day that the people that like other people of their same sex... We're going to take pictures in front of Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
And
people that like other people of the same sex? Those
yep.
are called gay people.
I couldn't think of the word. I know. I had a long day at work.
You're trying something, but you're so politically correct that your brain hides stuff like that anyway. You can't even, like, you know.
Yeah. So that's the last, and that was last week?
Yes.
I don't even know.
Yeah. But I was looking today, there was a whole thing on all the Chick-fil-A's that have been vandalized. Did you see that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Several of them have been painted on, had rainbows spray painted on them.
Now they that's illegal.
Yeah.
That's felony.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. This company has, it's just an opinion,
right.
And yet now it's going to be it's one thing to speak against them, but now it's vandalized. So much for the tolerance of the left, you know?
It makes them look idiotic.
Yeah.
Like they came out and said that the guy from Chick-fil-A was an idiot for saying that. No, it was his opinion. It's based on his beliefs.
And it wasn't even for the news.
Right.
I read that the other day. His opinion was, it was at a religious convention or something like that. It was a gathering.
Right.
And that's where it came from.
It blew up.
Yeah. It wasn't even like at a news conference where he'd like, I'd like to speak against, you know, which he just actually said he was for... keeping marriage the way
sacred,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah. I got in a whole big thing today on Facebook for a little bit with Simone Cycli. Did you?
She is a smart but very opinionated woman.
I love Simone. She used to do the news at the radio station.
Yes, I got to speak with her maybe a couple times.
Great girl, but sometimes she just goes off the deep end with, she called it hate filet. And I'm like, what do you mean hate filet?
She's a very opinionated woman. She has her beliefs and you have yours.
Yeah, it's not hate. I mean, that's what I tried to tell her. That's a belief. It's a belief and a specific thing. You know, like words are specific. If that's not really hate, he said he was for straight marriage. He didn't say, I hate gay people.
Right. So they should not come to my restaurant.
Yeah. Like you're diluting the word by just randomly using it. You know, that's what I was trying to explain to her. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you have your ideas and I got mine. But
it's true. You have your own. But I feel like the...
You just throw hate out there. It's like they just want to throw hate as a roadblock. It's hate. Yeah. It's hate. No, yeah. It's not hate. It's an opinion. And I was telling her about, and I go, you know, if the Jewish people want to eat kosher, that's a choice. If Muslims want to bow when they pray to a certain direction, that's a choice. And you don't hear anybody slamming that. You know, it's like the Christians are just fair game.
It's because of the gay thing is such a hot topic, and has been for so many years.
And Muslims in the Middle East kill gay people.
Right.
They murder gay people. But yet you say something bad about Muslims, and the left will go, you know, everyone's allowed to their own opinion and their own religion. Well, it's like you bastards just pick and choose like crazy.
It's true.
It's annoying. I'm
it
sorry.
Is. No.
Because
you are fired up now. Where was this earlier?
I know. I was fired up earlier on Twitter, and then I got caffeined and pain pilled, and like, I don't give a shit. Let them do what they want to do.
You gotta message me when this is happening. I like to witness this train wreck of events.
Those Facebook trends.
Yes. You used to be like, I'm stirring it up. Check it out.
No, I try not to stir it up anymore because people really do get stirred up even more. I used to purposely
people
just try
sensitive.
To get it, and now they're overly sensitive about mm-hmm. stuff. You know, now it's name calling. It used to be discussion on Facebook, and now it's just like, you're an idiot. Oh, okay. All right.
Obviously, this is not going to be an intellectual conversation.
Right. When you just right off the bat, you're an idiot.
But I bet you and Simone could go back and forth.
We can. And even it actually ended with, hey, good talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, be
safe.
Till
next time.
See you next time. Yeah. And she said that before, that... Well, you have to respect each other in a conversation like that. Like,
right.
I respect her because I know her, and she is an educated woman. And I think same thing, she knows me, and she knows that, you know, I'm not just an idiot trying to put my point across.
Right.
So.
And that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
It's kind of, Simone and I are like, remember that cartoon where the wolf and the sheep used to check in? Like, they would clock in. And then they would try to kill each other, the whole cartoon. And then the bell would ring at the end of the day, and they're like, "See you later, Ted. See you later, Bob." And they would like.
That's funny.
Did you ever
I've
see that?
Not seen that.
Yeah,
no.
It was a really funny cartoon when I was a kid.
I bet that's kind of like I could picture that being like a Roadrunner.
It was a lot like that. I think it was that same guy that drew the Roadrunner. Oh. I think it was the same kind of that they were really friends, but they had to not hate each other on the clock. You know?
Right. That's funny. That is funny. I miss Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
And Wile E.
Coyote.
Coyote's
after you. Roadrunner.
And Acme. Everything was Acme.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's Acme does not work. Even Roger Rabbit, remember that they had everything was Acme.
Was there an actual Acme company?
I don't believe so. There probably is somewhere, but I don't think there's not an Acme company that makes bombs.
Cartoon bombs.
And cartoon bombs and Acme rocket roller skates.
And glue pads that make a Roadrunner stop.
Yeah, are the Acme fake tunnels that you put on a wall.
Yeah. We should totally Netflix that tonight.
We should.
Watch some Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
I would put clips on that right now up on the podcast, but I don't know what the legal things is.
Right, we don't want to break any laws.
Yeah, I know.
They'll shut us down, and then what will you do with your time?
Oh.
Fold laundry?
No. Well, then what will people do with their time? At work, the email that I get from people... Like I was reading today, I got a couple that, you saved me in my cubicle. Thank God for the podcast. You guys make my day in the cubicle. So
I may have a coworker or two that...
Doing
you,
that?
Yeah.
Save it. I'm saving the cubicle, people.
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, we're at 30 minutes.
High five, partner.
We made it through Monday, and we'll try it again tomorrow. So
it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. So what, if you're in the mood for a chicken sandwich...
You have lots of options.
Lots of options. You just have lots of options. Don't need to slam it on anybody.
Now, waffle fries. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, the waffle fries with Asian sauce. Mm. I might go to Chick-fil-A right now and just get the Polynesian. Can I get a, how much for a packet of Polynesian sauce?
50 cents.
Sold. All right, we're out of here. Have a good day. Remember, God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, ba um ba ba
mau mau. We bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear thing rings and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind